Blog Talk Radio.
My Lord, peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. How y'all doing? I am, how can I put this? You know what? God is so tremendously amazing until everything about him causes me to find how small I am. Yet it allows me to also see how he's in control of everything. I mean, literally everything. And to top it off, that because of the fact that he loves us, his everything is for us. Whether we go through trials and tribulations, doesn't matter. If we go through wonderful jubilations, everything that's under the sun is something that everybody is going to go through one way, shape, fashion, or form, and is so beautiful to know that you can become mature spiritually, going through some things so that you can teach some things that you went through. I now finally understand that the one thing that, as a matter of fact, do me a favor, please. Turn your Bibles to James 1 and 2. It happens to be one of my favorites, where it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you go through various temptations, various trials. For the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be complete, perfect, lacking nothing. That is one of the greatest elements that we can all benefit from in every shape, fashion, or form, because when we allow ourselves to have patience, my God, that can cover so many things. It allows us to literally have control over our body. High blood pressure, hypertension, ulcers, strokes, are so many benefits for having patience to where you grow spiritually, intellectually. As a matter of fact, when you are a person who has patience, you even answer life calling much differently. I now understand the reality of when Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I speak as a child. Excuse me, my apologies. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I act as a child, and I thought as a child. 1 Corinthians 13:11. When you have a child mentality, you want everything your way and speedily. As a matter of fact, Satan had grown so boldly until he literally is training millions upon millions of people how to want things speedily. And the reason why is because he understands that the reality is, if you don't go with God, you can kill yourself. What I mean by that, you may not kill yourself right away, but you most certainly can lead yourself to death by allowing yourself to let patience not be the mark that causes you to grow to the degree that you become a teacher of patience. As we know, the beautiful, famous Brother Abraham became the father of faith. And this is a man who died not getting that which God had promised him. Now, we would think that God had cheated him out of what he was supposed to receive. Now, pay attention to this just for a second, and then I'm going to pray. As we know that heaven is going to extend to many levels above. So now here it is, Brother Abraham will get what Father had said he would have. It doesn't have to be in this lifetime. It does not have to be in this lifetime. Yet if it be that, of course the reality is, God never lies to us. And if we allow patience to be the object of our whole, the essence of everything about us, then we will live with a sound mind. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I love you. I am so overjoyed with you. And dear Father, I just don't know what to do with you. So since I don't know what to do with you, I ask you to have your way with me so that I can enjoy everything that has to do with you. Because, Father God, I am, oh my God, I can't even describe how beautiful it is to know who you are and to know who I want to become. I want to say thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because everything that had to do with him on earth teaches us that we can be in control of every aspect of our lives on earth. I love you, Father God, in Jesus' holy and precious name. Use me for your glory. I will decrease while you increase. Guide my lips. Search my heart. Do that which will cause you to find favor. I humble myself to the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, I have a thing where I'm going to be honest with you about something. I have been fighting something for a long time. I haven't told too many people about it. And I'm not going to get so much about what it is, because that part don't matter. And I have been talking about it, and God has been winning battles after battles after battles with that which I was hoping that would allow me the ability to take care of a lot of people, which is the only thing I want to do on earth other than to take care of my family. And in that, I mean this with all of who I am, I would be the most happiest man on the face of the earth. Because the thing that I understand is that when we take on the responsibility of looking out for our people, and I'm not talking about just black people, but all people, then we have a greater to bring more people to Christ. Because you have a, how can I put this? You have a greater chance of bringing somebody into your fold. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Loving them up. Guiding them. Being so bold as to let them know that you are truly a man or a woman of Christ. Can't even explain that. Because when you allow yourself the ability to look at somebody who's going through the deep waters and you pull them up, my God. So I'm looking forward to being more than a conqueror with that which God is handling for me. But now I have to ask myself, do you really trust him? Because when you really trust God, the devil can't fool you. Upset because it's not happening at that time. You won't get bent out of shape because it's not happening at that time. But what will happen is, come with me. Thank you, Father God. 2 Timothy 1:7. Second Timothy 7. What will happen is you'll come to a point in life that you'll begin to see that fear comes in so many different ways. And fear hides in so many different ways. For instance, if you know that the bill or your rent or whatever it may be that has to be taken care of will continue to provide you that which will bring you comfort on whatever level that may be, if it's not being paid and you receive that notice that says your next visit will be a turnoff, I've seen people literally almost lose their mind because of the fear of the comfort that they look and see they may no longer have. But God did this here. God said, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind. But now, check this out. Let's go to, where we going? Let's hang out in James. Let's hang out in James for just a second. Check out this here. What happens to us, and this is what Satan loves to see happen. We can be in our peace zone, feeling so good, ready to worship the Lord or worshiping the Lord like there's nobody business. And it takes just a stroke, something happening that causes us to get completely off the course. And for that moment, it may only last a moment, we lose our mind. So check out what James said again. Check out what James said. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, or correction, for when he has been proved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. I too see that the reality is this here. God is in control. Doesn't matter what is happening in our lives. Don't matter if we're going through jubilation, we're smiling, feeling so good, we can do a David dance out in the middle of this highway. Or so something happened so dark until literally all we can see is our praying hands before our eyes and say, Father, I beg you in the name of Jesus, get me out of this. Yet if we enable ourselves to understand that God is totally in control, we won't even lose a heartbeat because we'll understand that all we got to do is wait it out. Because we know that God has a plan. For instance, let's go hang out with my homeboy, David. Now, we know David, God had promised that David would be a king. A king. Now, we just read that you can have the crown of life. The crown of life goes to individuals who have decided that I'm giving my life to Christ on a level that says, regardless to what I'm going through, regardless to what's happening, I'm going to wait on God's time. So I don't have to allow myself to be tempted to do anything. I don't have to use my own understanding. I don't have to believe that somebody else can bring me something that brings me that comfort, that offers me that comfort. I don't have to go through any mess. Because with patience, I shall receive the crown of life, and the crown of life is this. You having the ability to control everything that has to do with you, keeping your eyes on Jesus, so that no thing can stop you from staying focused on God. Nothing. Nothing. It says that you have control over your own mind, over your body, so that Satan has nothing to do with causing you to become so tempted until you lose your ability to say that I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Check this out. Check out David. This is 1 Samuel 24. Now, it happened when Saul had returned from following the Philistines that it was told him, saying, take note, David is in the wilderness of Engada. I might be pronouncing that wrong, so please forgive me. Okay, 2. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men from all Israel and went to seek David and his men on the rocks of the wild goats. I'm going to stop there just for a second. Satan has a tendency of, when he knows that how bad you are in Christ, he's not going to come by himself. He got to bring an army to come get you. See, because he understands that if you're really rooted in the Word of God, he's got to knock you off. So he's bringing everything he can, the best of what he can, so that he can do that. Because remember, he's an accuser. So he wants to be able to go to God and said, I told you he wasn't nothing. I told you she's not worth nothing. I told you. They can't handle this. I'm going to have them very soon. But check this out. Check out what David did. So he came to the shepherd by the road where there was a cave. And Saul went in to attend to his business, meaning he had to go to the bathroom. So he's in there. He went to the bathroom. But now check this out. David and his men were staying in the recesses of the cave, the very same caves. Okay, check this out. David said to him, this is the day of which the Lord said to you, behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do to him as it seems good to you. Now, these are the men telling them this. This is not God. These are the men. This is David's perfect opportunity to reign over Saul, knowing that Saul has been after him for a long time. This is his time. He can take him. See, a lot of times, our loved ones, people that care about us, could be telling us, this is that moment. We need to stay on course with the reality that it's on God's time. However long it takes, it may not even be where you'll get it on earth as we presently know it. But we get it when we are brought up to him. How amazing to us. You have to be truly spiritually mature to understand the reality that the only way that you can get to know God is through the Holy Spirit, who teaches us patience, to be still, to be quiet, to have a sound mind. But check out what this is so amazing. And David arose and secretly cut off the corner of Saul's robe. He could have killed him. This was his time. Wait a minute. If I kill him, God already promised me that I'm going to be king. If I kill him, then I got the position. But as opposed to that, he cuts off a piece of the man's robe. Now, check this out. Now, it happened afterwards, and David heard, and David's heart troubled him because he had cut Saul's robe. Bothered him just to cut his robe. My God. My God. Here we go. And he said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my master." He wanted to kill him. But he still considered him, considering the fact that he still held the position, his master. That's what I'm talking about, a man of God. Okay. "The Lord anointed to stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord." So David restrained his servants with these words and did not allow them to rise against Saul. And Saul got up from the cave and went on his way. David also arose afterwards, went out of the cave, and called out to Saul, saying, "My Lord, the king." Lord, have mercy, Jesus. "My Lord, the king." And when Saul don't know that, just, my God, I feel like crying, but I won't. Here it is. This is when, it's so important to be humble unto the Lord. It's so highly important to be humble unto the Lord. Here we go. Okay. So David restrained. No. Okay. I'm getting a little blurry here, but forgive me. David also arose afterwards, went out of the cave, and called out to Saul, saying, "My Lord, the king." And when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed down. And David said to Saul, "Why do you listen to the words of men, who says, indeed, David seeks to harm you, seeks your harm?" Okay. "Look this day, your eyes, Lord have mercy, will see that the Lord delivered you my hand in the cave, and someone urged me to kill you, but my eye spared you. Mm. Father God, if we can do this, if we can do this. Oof. And I said, I will not stretch out my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. How many times have you gotten in a situation in some shape, fashion, or form, and the devil brought somebody who has some form of authority over the situation, who can come to you and say, well, I'm the supervisor. Well, I'm this and I'm that. And as opposed to allowing ourselves to get puffed up, we humble ourselves. Lord, have mercy. Mm. Moreover, my Father, see, yes, see the corner of your robe in my mind, in my hand, excuse me. Now, check this out. This is 11. Moreover, my father, now we know that Saul was not his father, my father, see, yes, see the corner of your robe in my hand, for in that I caught off the corner of your robe and did not kill you. Know and see that there is neither evil nor rebellion in my hand, and I have not sinned against you, yet you hunt my life to take it. I'm just going to stop there for today. You know that God has appointed you for a specific time. You come to understand that you can have peace. You can be quiet. You can have a sound mind because you understand that God truly is in control, that God got this. Your time is coming. You shall be more than a conqueror. Nobody shall be able to take it away from you. Nobody should be able to push you to believe it's your time now. Your time is controlled by God. Let your time be your time. Let patience be your guide. Let the Holy Spirit be your love. Let Jesus show that you're more than a conqueror in who he is. God bless you. I love you. Take care.